1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
I'm going to be leaving right after the show tonight to go down to San Diego, where we will be holding the 19th annual Old Boot Tournament. It's a golf tournament, and it's a golf tournament that it involves a variety of people that I used to go to high school with. Last year's champion, actually, we play a Ryder Cup format, and that's where we have a team of four going against other teams of four. And last year, the guy whose name goes on the Old Boot Trophy is the captain, or the guy who's voted the most valuable player of that team. So last year's champion was the team led by Mike Keyes of Mission Viejo. And I also believe he won the poker tournament, which is also standard. Each Old Boot tournament on the Friday night between rounds. This year we're going to play 54 holes, two rounds today. I'm only going to make the last round tomorrow. So there's two rounds today, Friday, and then a round on Saturday. And the money that we raise for the Old Boot tournament goes to absolutely no charity at all. It goes right into our own pockets. And if the guy wins at golf, then we try to take it away from him at poker and vice versa, and I'm sure you understand. So that's, and if you wonder why we call it the Old Boot Tournament, maybe you're involved in something like this. Maybe a Friends where you have an annual thing. The Old Boot Tournament is called that because we found a shoe in the trunk of a guy's car. We spray painted it gold and nailed it to a plaque. And ever since then, we just give this boot to whoever wins the golf tournament. And we've had it in a variety of places. We had the boot actually one year at the old Dunes Hotel in Vegas before they blew it up. I mean, we played one of the last rounds of golf ever played on the Dunes course. And if you've ever been to Vegas, the Dunes course bordered a freeway. I think it borders 15 that skirts downtown Las Vegas. And one of the fairways actually runs parallel to the freeway there. I don't know which one it is. And I remember hitting this gorgeous hook shot right into the fast lane of the freeway. And I remember seeing it just sort of bounce straight up in the air off the windshield of a guy's car. So that was neat. You ever played at a golf course where there's traffic all over and you just hook one right into oncoming traffic? One time we were playing a course, I forgot where, I think it was down in the San Diego area, as a matter of fact. And there were a line of condominiums along the side of one course. And I have a good friend of mine, we call him the Redhead. He's a horse trainer. And I don't want to mention any names, but his name's Ray Bell. And anyway, so he hooked one, and it was this long, searing line drive hook off the tee, and I heard one of the members of our group say, as it careened into this condominium complex, I could hear the words, "Those poor innocent people," as you just see this screaming golf shot going well over 100 miles an hour. So that's what I will be doing tonight, and yeah, like I say, there have been, and we run into groups of people. It's kind of a weird thing. Don't you have an annual thing you do with friends? Like, even if it's the annual trip somewhere, or you all meet someplace. Halloween is Craig. You guys all get together at Halloween. Yeah, it's been a traditional thing, Phil. We dress up as ghosts and we trick-or-treat. That's great. We've been doing it for 40 years. You do? You go out trick-or-treating at the age of what? You have a party? Yeah, there's always like a traditional thing. And then when we have these golf tournaments, we run into other guys at these golf courses that are having their thing. So there we are with our Old Boot t-shirts. 19th year, by the way, this year of the Old Boot. And you'll run into, like, Eddie's birthday reunion, 50th renewal. Or so. You know, these clowns, they made up t-shirts. And everybody can make up t-shirts now. Everybody's got a t-shirt. And it's very cool. What was some other thing I ran into? Oh, these guys that had a thing called the Chair Memorial. And I said, what the hell is the Chair Memorial? Well, we were playing poker one night, and we broke this chair up. We started throwing these chairs against a wall, and the one that didn't break, we nailed it to the wall and autographed it. We all signed it, and then we pulled it off the wall, and now every year we give a chair to a guy after we autograph it. Because they had some beer bust, and they threw a chair against a wall, and it stuck or something. So that's the Chair Memorial. So anyway, the boot. And as a matter of fact, Janice is with us today. Janice is from Vancouver, so she knows all about boot
the boot.
And I, how many times do you want to hear that cornball, somebody laying that on you? Yeah.
Are you from Canada, eh?
And Janice was sitting with us as we were prepping the show, and we were talking about the Hispanic population of America, and she says, nope, can't help you there. We got no Mexicans. We got Chinese. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Mike has a friend who has an annual houseboat trip that gets really raunchy and dirty, and it's called Deer Effers. That's what it's called. That's what it's called. The trip is called that, or the boat is called that, or the whole experience is the Deer Effers. Huh? Just a classy group of guys you know. Good sweet God. And my wife, who will be doing other things this weekend, I said, you know, I'd bring you with me, honey, but there's no way you can bring a wife on something like this. There's just no way. You bring your wife, the next thing you know, people are looking at you like, oh, thanks a lot, man. I mean, it's a serious betrayal. The Deer Effers have a T-shirt every year. Who's the guy? What print shop did they get to do that? Hey, yeah, can you make up 100 of these? It says Deer. So you can't bring your wife on this thing, and if you try, and who would want to anyway? So one year, so like we had it in Mexico one year. We've had it a couple times in Mexico. Had it in Vegas. Generally, we have it out in the desert, Palm Springs. They got a million golf courses out there, and they're really good, and you can golf for nothing, man. And you don't have to have a lot of bread, especially this time of year, just before they reseed the course, but you don't want to hear about this. It's really boring. But we wanted to have it one year in Hawaii. We could get the jack together. We'd all fly over to Hawaii and have it like, I don't know, Kapalua, someplace like that on Maui, right? And one of the guys says, if we have it in Hawaii, I have to take my wife. Why? Well, that's where we had our honeymoon. Yeah, so what? Well, there's no way I can go to Hawaii without her. What are you talking about, man? I mean, we had our honeymoon there, and that's where I remember so very fondly. Oh, get out of here. And I got to bring the wife. So that killed. I mean, that just like in the cradle shot the Hawaii trip. And I guess next year we're thinking about having it in Fiji, and we'd like to get there by Zeppelin. I don't know, it's pretty weird. 1-800, I want to take like a huge hot air balloon to Fiji on our next boot trip. There you go. And have it blow up halfway there. There you go. All right, 1-800-449-8686. You may be interested to know this. As the United States gears up for what President Bush vows will be a sustained war against world terrorism, the Pentagon has issued a stop-loss order that suspends all military discharges, including discharges of those servicemen or women who are openly disclosing that they're gay. How about that? So the big brouhaha and the falderall and the flummery that went on around gays in the military, well, when a war breaks out, well, maybe we won't worry too much about that. Yeah, you betcha. The United States, the Pentagon, has issued a stop-loss order suspending all military discharges, including those for service members who openly disclose that they're gay. So, you see, when a war breaks out and you need every warm body, suddenly it don't matter, does it? And all of that baloney that we heard about morale or whatever the hell the problem was, it's just not happening. It doesn't logically hold up. So that's in the news. And other things, Barry Bonds hit his 70th home run. Barry Bonds, they tried to walk him. They pitched around him. They walked him 8 times in that Houston series. It don't make no never mind because some cat laid about a 95-mile-per-hour fastball right down the freaking wheelhouse, and he cranked that for all it was worth. So he's at number 70. I think he's got 2 games left to hit the one that's going to break McGuire's record. Phil Hendry Show, and a big announcement concerning our website, philhendryshow.com, is what I'm about to lay on you right now. The PhilHendryShow.com website is the official website of our program. And on our website, there are a variety of things, including what we are very proud of, very significant, deep archiving of our show. We have a 5-day archive, and we also have in our hot little hands all kinds of Phil Hendry shows, going back, some going back to Miami days, some going back to when we were up in the Midwest. Lots of Phil Hendry sound. A lot of people take the sound and they put it on Napster. A lot of people have taken it and put it on their own sites. I'm not trying to say anything other than, you know, it's our stuff. And what we'd like to do for people who are fans of the show and for people who want a special experience in visiting our website and listening to our program, we want to make this sound, this archived sound, and all the other aspects of our website available to members only. So I'm going to announce, and I had the copy, and I don't want to give the date until I actually read it. I'm going to tell you that we're going to go to a subscription model on our website, and it's going to be worth every red cent, because among other things, you're going to get all of the archive footage, all of the archive sound, I should say, all of the clips, all of the news clips that have been done about our show, all of the different profiles, personality and otherwise. Everything will be available to you for a very small monthly fee of around, I think, $7 a month for the Phil Henry Show website. So I'm going to give you all that information when we come back. 1-800-449-8686 is the number, and this is the Phil Henry Show.
All right,
well, anyway, I'll read you the stuff about our subscription-based website, but you will get 15 hours a week of live streaming. You'll get daily highlights. You can listen anytime you want from the last 30 days. All kinds of exclusive content coming soon. Here is Hank on the Phil Henry Show. Hank?
Yes. Phil, I just wanted to say that you were, a bit mistaken on that stop-loss order. Yes, the government did institute a stop-loss order for military personnel to stop people from leaving the service, but the parameters of that order, I believe, are left up to the individual services. And the Air Force has already announced that it's not going to apply to homosexuals being discharged. I imagine the other...
Why? I wonder why that is.
Excuse me?
Oh, in other words, they'll still kick homosexuals out.
Well, if they think that it's within the service's interest to do so, yeah.
Oh, but they'll hold the discharge of others.
They'll hold the discharge of whoever they think they need to hold the discharge on.
I don't understand what you're saying. What does that mean? Discharge on whoever they think they need to hold it.
Each service, I believe, is going
so
to be...
So one gay guy could get one gay guy could get discharged, and another gay guy stays.
No. It would be more. It would be on different types of discharges, but each service would be able to set the parameters for what this stop loss order would and wouldn't cover.
Okay, so in other words, a guy could get discharged for being a homosexual, and another guy can stay in even though he was arrested, burglarizing a local tavern.
If that's what the service decided they were going to, each individual service would decide.
What do you think about that?
Excuse me?
Do you have an opinion about it?
An opinion about the services being able to implement, or an opinion about homosexuals?
Okay, see you later. See, in other words, what that guy was calling up with information, that's fine. Thank you very much. Have you got an opinion about it? What do you think about that? A guy who gets kicked out of the service for being gay, and another guy gets to stay in even though he was in a bar fight or something. Fine, great. Maybe we got one of the baddest terror fighters in the history of the world, and he happens to be gay, and he's in Delta Force. Well, we better throw him out because he's a fag, so we can't use that. And maybe this cat knows where Bin Laden is. You know what? Maybe you... Wait a minute, I'm gay. You're going to kick me out? Well, if you know where Bin Laden is, well, I'm not telling. Until you let me back in. What do you think of that? Kim, hi. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Hi.
I am just calling because I think it's so stupid. I don't think that if you're gay, I don't think there should be a reason.
I think if you're gay, it doesn't necessarily mean you're gay.
No, I mean, you know? I mean, if you want to fight, fight. If you want to fight for this country,
hey,
that is
the country
awesome.
Is faced with a military situation or a potential military situation, right? Am I right about this, Kim?
Oh, yeah.
And don't we need every, as they say in the service, swinging blank? Don't we need
we need every single American citizen.
Don't
no
we need
matter.
Them? Everybody's got to shore. Yeah, we all got to pitch in shoulder to shoulder. What a lame thing to keep out people that are ready to fight for their country.
No matter what color or
what
guy, sex preference
yeah,
or whatever.
Planet,
you know,
I don't.
If you can,
planetary
if you can
orientation.
My country,
you
go
got
for it.
If you're from Mars, that's what I say.
It's if you're going to protect me, then, hey, all for it. I'm so you know.
Well, whatever. But the guy said, well, the stop loss applies to each service. I don't know what the hell he was saying, but obviously I guess it's open to interpretation as to which the Air Force, he says, if he's right, is still going to kick gay people out.
And that's not right.
Because if I'm flying with a gay guy and I'm up there in a fighter jet and I find out that he's gay, I'm going to get so depressed and demoralized, I'm just going to drop my bomb on the wrong target.
Yeah, so what are you afraid of? Like, he's going to come up from behind you?
Yeah, I'm going to be more worried about him grabbing my ass than I am about whether somebody's going to try to shoot me out of the sky. Yeah, see, that's what's going on. If we've got people in the service who are worried about that kind of thing, these guys are
Don't need to be in the service.
Yeah, they're mental cases waiting to happen. Get them out. Those are the guys we got to kick out. The gay guy's fine. The guy goes, you going to grab my ass? No, I'm not going to grab your ass. Okay, Kim.
All right, well, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
No problem.
Bye. We never really talked about this. I don't want to beat it too hard, if you'll pardon the expression, but gays in the military, can we kind of lift that whole prohibition? Is it possible? Can we move past that? Can we grow up? I guess not. It's America. Scott, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil.
Hi.
This is Scott. I've been listening to your show last couple of weeks, and I enjoy it. I'm not sure why, but I wanted to mention that as someone who's been in the military for 19 years, that the main thing with the homosexual issue is more of a political statement. It really doesn't impact anybody who's ever served.
Well, that doesn't mean anything. What does that mean?
Well, it doesn't. What
does that mean?
It doesn't mean anything, and that is,
in other words,
lesbians decided that they couldn't win at the ballot box, and so they decided to go through courts and turn the Boy Scouts and the military into whipping boys for their cause.
For the anti-gay thing?
No, for them. We deserve rights. We passed.
I don't understand.
Tolerance. We want
could you? I know you've been in the military. I know you've been in the military.
The
I know you've been in the
military.
Hey, Scott. I know you've been in the.
Hey,
Scott.
Hey. It doesn't become a political statement. Everybody who serves in the military wants to be a member of the team. We don't really care about anybody's preference until it gets political.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, man. Got a question, babe. Scott!
Yeah?
You in the military?
Yeah.
Then listen. What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is that this whole issue of gay and lesbians in the military is not an issue.
Is it what?
It's only an issue when gays and lesbians talk about it.
Oh, I thought you were saying that. Hey, Scott!
Yeah?
Stick it! All right, 1-800-449-8686. I realize there's some kind of a compression that's going on with the phone where sometimes people just get, hi, Phil, I was calling to say, hey! Can't hear a damn word. And, you know, most of the time they don't want to, and who can blame them? 1-800-449-8686. Chris, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, hi, Phil.
Hi, Chris.
I was in the Air Force there, and I went up and I was talking to my CEO.
You were in the Air Force there?
Thing,
yeah.
And I told him that I was gay.
Uh-huh.
But I'm really not gay, and they kicked me out, you know, they kicked me out when they found out that I told them I was gay.
Right. Chris, guess what?
Yeah.
I don't believe you. Here's Brad on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello? Brad?
Yeah?
How you doing?
Pretty good.
What's up?
Hey, I'm just wondering, I mean, what about, like, transsexuals
what are
or
you,
cross-dressers?
What are you wondering? You want to enlist?
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, they'll take you. All right. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. All I read was that the United States military, the Pentagon, and the person or the personages of the Pentagon had issued a stop-loss order that suspends all military discharges, including discharges of those service members who openly disclose that they are gay for the duration of the conflict. Now, we do know this. During the Gulf War, they did not discharge anyone who openly admitted that they were gay until after the war was over. You know, at some point, you got to stand up like a man. If you believe that gays are wrong for the military, you got to kick them out no matter where, when it is, even if it's in the middle of a war. Oh, so in other words, go in there, maybe get shot, and if you survive, guess what? We'll throw you out. You're lucky enough to get a discharge. Well, you could be dead. It's a load. And that's what the Phil Hendry Show is all about. It's a load. I mean, it's here to expose loads. Oh, never mind. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I'm like a 21-year-old Latin male.
Okay.
And I read recently where Jennifer Lopez gave $25,000 on the relief fund. Rosie O'Donnell gave like $1 million. Jim Carrey, okay, gave like $1 million. Sandra Bullock gave, over $1 million, okay. George Clooney, okay, gave like $1 million.
And Jennifer Lopez gave $25,000.
Jennifer Lopez gave $25. I was taking Latin. I'm a member of an organization called Los Malos. It is a Latin empowerment organization to teach my people how to take control of their economic future, take control. We believe in Latin nationalism, which is to take control of our own economic community and empower ourselves so that we're not looking for the greater Anglo community to help us.
Okay, so, yeah, but Jennifer Lopez only gave $25,000 to the relief effort, and the rest of those guys...
And the rest of them gave, like, over $1 million. I was taking Latin empowerment classes over at Moorpark College. I took Spanish, I took California history, I took history of the Pueblo. J-Lo, I mean, her chump change left me with no inspiration to learn about my culture. I do not speak Spanish because for the longest time, there's been so much chump change going down in our community. Now, she comes up with $25,000 chump change. I don't speak Spanish. I don't know, because I'm so culturally deprived, I don't know what TJ is. Or a lot of Spain, you know, Spain things. And
a lot of Spain things. In other words, you mean Spanish things?
See, that's what I'm talking. I mean, yeah, Spanish things, but that word didn't come to my mind. I only thought about Spain talk. Everything that has happened to me in my life is as the result of me wanting to empower my people.
What I'm getting from you, Brass, is that you and your organization are upset with Jennifer Lopez for only giving $25,000.
Yeah. Los Malos is an empowerment organization.
And what does Los Malos mean?
That's Spanish. That's Spanish.
What does it mean?
I have to go through a handbook.
You don't, Los Malos is Spanish. You don't speak Spanish.
Mr. Everett, I believe in the empowerment of the Latin male, but no, I don't.
Well, what does Los Malos mean?
Helping our community is... But I can call up, Trey Ronaldo is our steering committee vice president. He does speak some Spanish. And
never mind. I don't need to know what Los Malos means. Jennifer Lopez is a performer and reached out with $25,000.
Yeah, $25,000 compared to Rosie O'Donnell give out $1 million. That is chump change to the max. I mean, George Clooney come up with like $2 million. And Jennifer Lopez just got married, all kinds of money. That, what that does is it makes me not want to learn about my people. And
well, how does Jennifer Lopez's 25 G's, which you have called it chump change, how does that hurt you in terms of learning about your culture?
She was an inspiration to me. She was an inspiration to a lot of my people.
Okay. So now it's 25 G's?
Now it's 25 G's. Now, I got out. I'll never forget. I got out of the car to go to class the other day. I was going to take Spanish. And other, you know, and learn about Spanish stuff. And I'm like, just forget it, Chewy, man. Let's leave. We went home, and we drank beer till probably 3 until his mom got home. And all I could say was, we've been betrayed by our own people. See, Jennifer Lopez...
You left your class at Moorpark College, and you drank beer the rest of the day after you heard that Jennifer Lopez had only given 25 G's. What kind of commitment is that to your culture?
Mr. Henry, I need inspiration from our Latin people, and she didn't give me none, okay? The music she does, I won't even talk about that.
She does disco, all right?
Yeah, but the Hispanic people like oldies. We like Sleepwalk by Santo and Johnny. We like I'm Your Puppet by James and Bobby Purify. We're down with Let's Take a Trip Down Whittier Boulevard, The Midnighters, Land of a Thousand Dances, Cannibal and the Headhunters. I said, you know, all of these things put together represent a culture and a people. And now Jennifer Lopez come up with chump change and then...
Well, look at man, you're talking about music and all of these things. You don't have any inspiration to learn to speak Spanish. You don't... Did you say you don't know where TJ is?
As a young Latin male...
You don't know where Tijuana is?
No, sir, I do not. And that's as a result of... the Anglo culture not letting me be inspired by Jennifer Lopez because she's chunk change. Now, that's also the other thing I want to mention is she has done something that is frowned upon in the Hispanic culture. She got married recently before she had a kid.
Okay, and that's frowned upon?
In the Hispanic culture. And what we have asked is that out of respect for the Latin male and the Latin culture, she divorce her husband, have her baby, then get married when the child is two. And that, all of these things, is it...
Well, if she's not living up to your idea of what a... Of what a Hispanic...
Well, not only that, but as a Latin female, she needs to support the Latin male. And in supporting the Latin male, she needs to give us inspiration. That's what a female does in any culture. The woman is the inspiration for the man. Now she comes up with chump change.
You know, I really think it's wrong for you to say that Jennifer Lopez came up with chump change. Everybody's trying to do their part. Everybody's coming up. George Clooney came up with a seven-figure thing, sure. Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, and you know, they're all white. All white. Not a one of them Hispanic. Rosie O'Donnell, Jim Carrey, Julia Roberts, white. Then Jennifer Lopez, brown, 25,000. So million, white, million, white, brown, 25 G. Chump change to the max.
1-800-449-8686. What is your name?
Brass Villanueva.
Brass, and you're with Los Malos, a...
We are an empowerment organization for the Latin community.
And your main complaint is that Jennifer Lopez has not provided proper inspiration for young Hispanic males because she only gave $25,000 for the fund in New York.
Yeah, that is correct, for the relief fund.
You also find fault with the fact that her music is disco, she doesn't do oldies, which is what most Hispanics like. And she has gotten married before she had a kid.
That is a cultural thing that I don't expect you to understand.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Henry Show. Brass, here's a thing that I find unusual. You are blaming Jennifer Lopez for the fact that you don't speak Spanish.
Right now I do, yeah. Not always, but...
Right now you do, because with her only giving $25,000, you quit your classes at Moore Park College where you were taking... Spanish.
That is correct.
Because you were so depressed.
I was disappointed in her. I was disappointed in her.
You went home, you drank beer.
Yes.
With your friend, Chewy, and until his mom got home.
Then we had to leave and we went to the park.
Then you drank beer in the park.
That is correct, sir.
I think you have a motivation problem.
No, don't even go there, okay? I don't need for some Anglo who had a much easier time of life...
Look, could you forget what culture I'm from? Let me just speak to you as an older guy to a younger guy, okay?
Yeah, but don't talk down to me. You had an easier time of life. You said you're Irish?
Yeah, I'm Irish. I what has that got to do with anything?
Okay, so can I ask you a question? Did you have freckles?
When I was a kid, I had freckles, yeah.
See, you had all the cute freckles, everything. No Latin kid I know ever had no freckles. Any Latin kid I know had freckles. He was like a crossbred. He was, you know, like what Luther Burbank did with plants.
Like what Luther Burbank did with plants?
Yeah, if you see a Hispanic kid with freckles, that means he was cross-pollinated. And
what is the guy, a vegetable or a person, okay? I mean, we're talking about me and you, and just give you a little bit of advice here. Go back to school. What were you taking?
I was taking Spanish because I want to learn how to speak Spanish.
I can probably figure that.
Please don't talk down to me.
Okay, but if you're taking Spanish, I figure it's because you want to learn Spanish.
Yes, sir.
You're taking California history because of what? Of the Hispanic history of the state?
That is correct.
And then something called History of the Pueblo?
That is a very interesting, a very important course for the Latin people. We can get back to our Pueblo root. We can get back to the family and social structure of the Pueblo. And in order to do that, you have to understand the Pueblo.
All right, now our number here is 1-800-449-8686. You've come on here with a few comments about whatever it is, you know, Jennifer Lopez, and we're going to take some phone calls from some people, okay?
That's fine.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. This is Bill on the Phil Henry Show.
Also, I was taking Auto Tech 101 so I could learn how to lower cars and those kind of things at a car club.
Bill.
Yeah.
Go ahead, man. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Okay. Yeah, I'm calling in reference to that guy who just was on before.
I'm still here, brother.
Okay, you're still there. How can you say that the culture is for the woman to have a baby before they get married?
Well, no, it's frowned upon. It's frowned upon in our culture.
That's not part of our culture. I'm sorry. You're wrong, boy.
But you know that most a lot of Latin couples have a baby first, then get married.
You're wrong.
I'm wrong.
You are wrong, okay? What you're doing is, you're putting the Latin culture down.
No, wait a second.
First of all, you don't sound Latin, okay? You don't sound Latin.
That's what I'm talking about.
You're trying to kick everyone here.
It's been beaten out of me.
You're not putting that over me. You're not Latin.
No, I am.
Are you Latin or are you not, Brad? Are you, Brass,
you
are you
know,
Latin?
I am Latin.
The meeting
but it was beaten
of
out
the organization
beaten.
Meeting.
What?
How can you come on radio and say an organization's name and you don't know the meaning of it?
Because I don't speak Spanish, because the Anglo is beating it out of me.
Makes no difference whether you speak Spanish or not. If you join an organization and they have a name, you should have known what that name stands for or what the meaning in English is.
I named the organization.
You named it and you don't know what it means.
That is correct. Yes, sir, that's correct.
You should know.
I don't, because the Anglo beat out any chance. And Jennifer Lopez gave $25,000 in chump change.
Forget about it, chump. Forget
what,
about it.
What's
people
that all about?
Different amounts, okay?
What's up with
that's
that?
There's no reason for you to say what you've been saying.
Well, all I said was that the Latin people need empowerment. Los Malos, the organization that can help them.
But you don't speak Spanish. You don't know anything about Spanish history. You know nothing of anything. And how are you going to be the leader?
Yeah.
Because
Listen, buddy, you're not Spanish. You're not Latin.
I was raised in California, okay? I'll tell you that much. But my people are from Mexico. All right? That's number one. Number two, you know what? Do you know what Tijuana is? I mean, seriously. Seriously. Bill?
Yeah, I'm here.
Where's TJ?
What do you mean, where's TJ?
I don't know. And I'm embarrassed by that.
For someone who's trying to learn the culture, boy, you really know a lot, don't you?
I don't know a lot. You're right.
You know, forget it. You know what?
Where's Tijuana?
You should quit that organization and go someplace else.
Like where?
Because you're not... Forget it. You ain't doing them any good.
You want me to join some Hungarian folk dance troupe? I mean...
Maybe you should join the Afghanistan's organization, okay?
That's not Latin, but they're not...
Don't put the Latin culture down.
Are they Latino?
No, they're not, and you know that.
Don't put them down,
I'm not putting them down. I'm trying to help.
No, you're not helping. By saying what you said about them having a baby before they married...
Tell me I'm wrong, Jennifer
Lopez was divorced.
Dude, tell me I'm wrong.
No,
man.
That's wrong, buddy.
Well, everybody on my street's like that. I don't know where you live.
Okay, well, maybe he lives someplace else. By the way, she did something our culture frowns on. She got married before she had a baby. 1-800-449-8686. You can't be out for the empowerment of the Latin, Hispanic, whatever you want to call them, people, and not know where TJ is. It's the Phil Hendry Show. All right, we're taking calls on the Phil Hendry Show about Jennifer Lopez and the fact that she only gave $25,000 to disaster relief, where the rest of those actors and actresses gave like over $1 million. Brass, go ahead.
Right. Like I was telling, okay, your screener, okay, my mother and father were married before I was born, okay? And that, right away, how, in my culture, you know, the Latin culture,
your mother and father were married before you were born.
Right. And so how do I live with that? And my family...
How do you live with that? They got married before you were born.
Right. But the whole point that I'm trying to... What I'm trying to... Of the point that what I want to say... That is the point. Why would they disgrace me like that? I was raised in Encino. My parents bought me a truck.
Is all this bad stuff?
It is when you're trying to relate to the working class. All right? And now the final insult. I go to school... Some guy comes up to me the other day and says, ¿Cómo está? And I'm like, is my fly open? I didn't know. And
¿Cómo está? It means, how are you?
See, you know that, and you're Anglo? He says, ¿Cómo está? And I look down to see if my thing is hanging from my slacks, which, of course, it was not, because I pride myself on not having it hang out, okay? apparently.
All right, well, what are you talking about, man? So the guy said Cuomo stopped.
But I was humiliated. I was humiliated that I didn't know what that meant. Why is that? Because Jennifer Lopez only gave 25 G's.
Somewhere along the line, man, you can connect the dots here for me. Here is Candace on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, I just wanted to comment. Los malos means the sick, first of all, just so that you don't walk around.
How do you know that?
Because I speak Spanish.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, so now you don't have to walk around looking like an idiot. You'll at least know what the name of your corporation is.
Somebody said to me the other day.
Okay, both
of... I am
100% Hispanic, and I'm going to tell you right now, in the Hispanic heritage, it is not culturally correct to get impregnated before you get married. As a matter of fact...
Where do you get your information?
What do you mean, where did she get her information? What is that supposed
to... Are you listening? Are you listening to me when I tell you that my family comes from Mexico?
Yes, ma'am.
I live in El Paso, which is a border city with Mexico, okay?
Right.
Okay, so don't question me about...
Well, wait a second.
My information.
But you're female, and you know in the Latin culture, the man, he must be... You know, the boss of the family.
What does that got to do with the fact that the woman doesn't have to get...
No. The woman is respected
Candace, can I tell you something? Can I tell you something?
Go ahead.
The humiliation that I have lived with growing up in an Anglo culture, even though I am Hispanic, for 3 years I thought Como Estar was a brand of salsa.
Well, then you know
you
what?
Know?
You should be ashamed of yourself.
That's
you should be ashamed of yourself.
What
and
did
you know
I
what?
Do wrong? I've tried to learn Spanish, and then J-Lo, she only puts down the Trump change. It makes me want
how
to
much,
cry.
Let me ask you a question.
What are
how
you?
How much did you donate? How much did you donate to the relief fund?
I was going to.
How much did you donate?
Okay. I was.
No, answer the question real quick. How much did you donate out of your pocket?
Okay, I almost donated $200.
Almost.
Yeah.
Almost.
What do you mean you almost
well,
did?
What happened? I mean, you
well,
didn't.
I got a speeding. Okay, I got stopped by the police. There were warrants.
So what place do you have
what are you,
to
dude?
Even... To even talk about how much Jennifer
I'm
Lopez
not Jennifer
is donating.
Lopez. She's rich. She's got all kinds of bread. She's
That's
taking
right.
a man.
That's right. That's right. And you know what? I bet $25,000 is a lot more than you got, right? So what place do you have
what,
saying
what
Trump change?
Is Pace? That's not Spanish.
What?
Pace. Is that Spanish?
And
Pace?
You know what? Did you know that
P-A-C-E?
Jennifer Lopez
yeah.
isn't even Mexican? She's Puerto Rican. Did you know that?
Well, there's really, what's the difference? Okay, I needed a new
what's
subwoofer.
What's the difference? Excuse
yeah.
me?
What,
Excuse
what do you mean, what's the difference?
Try a
saying
big
that,
difference.
Say that to a Puerto Rican or a Mexican, what's the difference?
Well,
there's a big difference.
Why didn't you give the $200 to the thing, to the relief?
I needed a new subwoofer for my truck. That's what
oh.
I had. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that, okay? My mother and father... Why couldn't
there are
they have
people
had me
dying.
Before?
There are people dying
and you went
in
out
New
and got
York
a...
City, and you find... A subwoofer, it has priority.
Do you know
and you
what
have
I'm your puppet
audacity,
coming out
the
down?
Audacity to get on the radio and put somebody down for giving $25,000 when you gave nothing?
My mother.
Did you do without?
No. My mother didn't have to be married when she had me. I don't even know why my sister uses nothing but Aquanet, okay? That's how deprived I am.
Okay, see you later, Ace.
Oh, you going to hang up on me?
Yeah, that's what I did. Phil Henry Show.